Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. And today I've got an exciting episode for you. Exciting in the sense that it's very important to be excited. So today we're going to be talking about how you as an athlete should be approaching your fueling, okay? Like the overall picture. That's what we're going to be looking at today. How should you be approaching your fueling strategy? So without further ado, let's get into it. So you may be wondering, okay, why are we talking about the correct way to approach fueling today? Why aren't we talking about specific strategies and tactical advice and that sort of stuff? Well, the reality is that athletes need to focus on choosing the right fuel, okay? In the sense of when I'm saying fuel here, I'm talking about food. But we're going to be using an analogy today that's going to make more sense why I'm using the word fuel, okay? So we're going to be using the car fuel analogy. Or more, what I like to say is I tell my clients, fuel yourself like a Porsche, okay? Fuel yourself like a Porsche, okay, like a sports car. And the reason is that as an athlete, sports nutrition becomes a lot more important. And sports nutrition is a very much a more fine-tuned dialed version of normal nutrition. You've got other things to consider, where, you know, beyond just the nutrition for weight loss and beyond just the nutrition for muscle gain, you have other things to consider. So you have to focus on a balance between quality and quantity of your food. Okay. Yes, it matters that you're hitting your targets for calories and macros and that sort of stuff, but quality matters too, because you want to be using premium fuel. Okay. You wouldn't be, if you're driving a Porsche, you wouldn't drive up to the gas pump and just put in 91 unleaded. Okay. That's not what you're going to do. Okay. Right. Yeah. Hopefully that's not what you're going to do. You're going to put in premium fuel. Okay. Same way as an athlete, you want to be putting in more premium fuel rather than just focusing on the 91 unleaded. Okay. You need to fuel yourself like a sports car. Okay. Now, this is a very much a fine line though, because you got to understand that flexibility is still important. So you can't just be saying, oh, it just has to be perfect nutrition, just premium fuels. Now we'll talk in a second about what is, you know, quote unquote premium slash what is the regular fuel in this sense, in this equation or analogy. But basically, you still got to maintain a level of flexibility. Okay, you can't just be saying, okay, so the premium fuel is the good foods and the other foods are bad foods. No, that's not what I want you to do. I just want you to be focusing more on the premium stuff and actually making sure that you're putting in premium quality foods into your diet. Okay, so with that said, now let's break it down in terms of what's considered quote unquote premium and what's considered quote unquote 91 unleaded regular in the sense of this analogy. Okay, so your premium fuel is your whole foods. Okay, lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, dairy, okay, all that sort of stuff. And your kind of 91 unleaded fuels, or your regular fuel in this sense, is your processed meats, chocolates, baked goods, high-fat treat foods, fast foods, soft drinks, lollies, chips, you get the point. So you'll quickly see that while you want to be maintaining a level of control over your nutrition, it really does follow the sense that you should be following a 20-80 rule. Okay, my 20-80 rule really dictates that 80% of your diet at least should be coming from whole foods, and up to 20% can come from the regular foods, or whatever you want to call it, the regular fuel or 91 fuel foods. So you see how those kind of go hand in hand. So it's just kind of reinforcing the fact that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be 100% perfect. You still enjoy flexibility, enjoy those fun foods, but you want to be maintaining a control over the overall diet and ensuring that you're eating more of the premium foods, okay, premium fuel. Because you still want to be kind of fueling yourself as a sports car. And I'm going to use a bit of an example, okay? Because I guess it just helps kind of really conceptualize what I'm talking about here. But I once worked with a CrossFitter, okay? I once worked with a CrossFitter and she was trying to improve her body strength. She was trying to she was hitting a plateau basically. So she was trying to improve her strength, but she was hitting a plateau before she saw me. After I saw her and when I dialed down her nutrition and started assessing and seeing exactly what's going on, I quickly realized that her fueling needs were, first of all, not being met, but also she wasn't fueling in the correct way, okay? She wasn't implementing any sports nutrition principles either, and it just wasn't the right plan for her, okay? That's when I started dialing things down, started optimizing the quality of her diet, make sure she's eating those quality foods so that she's, you know, firing those cylinders, so to speak, and making sure that she's actually being able to do the workouts properly. And over time, through doing that, she was able to start hitting some new PRs and getting her strength up. So that's like a little kind of example, a very basic example of how this is in practice. But at the end of the day, you just have to keep things simple. I don't want you to overcomplicate this analogy. All you got to understand is, as an athlete, you need to be following sports nutrition principles. Sports nutrition principles are a very fine-tuned version of normal nutrition, and you've got other considerations than the typical person, and therefore you need a different diet. And your diet should be prioritized for the premium fuel. So most of your food should be coming from good quality fuel that actually still helps you achieve your caloric and macro balance. Okay, the baseline, in a nutshell what you want to be focusing on. Okay, most of your fueling has to be fueling like a Porsche, fueling with premium fuels while still maintaining control over quality and quantity, and make sure you're doing that consistently. Okay, because as an athlete, you've got different requirements. It's not just good and all to hit your calories, doesn't matter from what food, and you still lose weight, cool. No, you've got other performance-based goals, most likely, okay? You've got other aspects of your nutrition that you've got to be focusing on. You've got to be focusing on recovery and fueling and all that sort of stuff specific to your sport, okay? Getting ready for the next session, all that sort of stuff. Your life is different to the typical person. Therefore, you have to approach your nutrition a lot more consistently and be very robust with the choices you make around your food supply, okay? Hope that makes sense. Now, if you want to ask me any questions regarding this, please, please, please reach out, okay? Email's in the show notes below, alexa@theclimbingdietitian.com.au, or you can find me on Instagram and just DM me there. Because I know that this can be kind of, it's like I said, it's not full-on tactical advice. It's more overall, general, foundational kind of picture. And therefore, you may have some questions for me. So if you do, please reach out. Happy to help you understand what I mean by fueling yourself like a Porsche. Okay, so now what I want you to do is go out there and start thinking about the food you're eating. If you're tracking macros and calories already, okay, awesome, you're doing flexible dieting already. Now you want to be thinking about, where are your foods coming from? Are you hitting those targets through good quality foods, you know, premium quality, whole foods? Or are you hitting most of them from the kind of the more treat foods, the more 91 unleaded regular fuel, so to speak? Think about that. Think about, are you following that 80-20 rule? And start working on that, basically. If you find that you're not doing that, you want to start working on that now. Okay, so I hope that helps. I hope you stay safe. I'll talk to you next time. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys, for checking out my podcast. Hope it brought you some great value today. You can check me out on socials under The Climbing Dietitian or on www.theclimbingdietitian.com.au. I've got some great stuff out there for you guys, some free valuable content. So yeah, please check it out, guys. And yeah, until next time, thank you.